Hey there, Driven Woman Entrepreneur. Thanks for joining us today for this very special episode. I am going to break down the Boss Up Breakthrough. Yeah, that's right. My signature framework for how I work with my clients, both one-on-one and as part of my small group coaching program. You know, a lot of people have asked me about this term. What is the Boss Up Breakthrough? What does that even mean? And why did you call it that? And I realized over the last several years, as I have been working with female solopreneurs, small business owners, independent professionals, and creatives of all kinds, they often struggled in the very same ways in their business. And so when I was encouraging them to step up their game, try something scary, take a risk, go bigger, and really reach for what they truly wanted, I started referring to that as a boss up. Now, most of my clients really resonated with this, and they started using the term themselves. But after I worked with a consultant to create a signature framework for my process, I was searching for a name. And I started thinking about this boss up thing. Well, long story short, I went to the Urban Dictionary, because Merriam-Webster is a little out of date. And here's what the Urban Dictionary says about the term boss up. To take ownership of one's life by directing the full capacity of time, resources, and attention toward a specific direction, goal, or intent. In other words, step up, raise your standard, up your game, and take responsibility for the direction of your life and the full maturity of your dreams. Now take that and apply it to business. And I am all over that. So that is the reason why I decided to claim the name the Boss Up Breakthrough. And right after this quick little break, I'm going to lay it all out for you so that you know what it's about and whether it's for you. We'll be right back. Okay, so if this is not your first episode listening to the Driven Woman Entrepreneur Podcast, you have probably heard me refer several times to my signature framework, the Boss Up Breakthrough. This is the framework that I use with all of my coaching clients, whether we are working one-on-one or I'm working with them as a group. And the reason why I created this system is because I realized that in order to get consistent, predictable, and really excellent client outcomes, you really can't be flying by the seat of your pants and making it up as you go every single time. No matter how clever you are, no matter how experienced you are, if you have a system that is both structured and flexible, because those are my two parameters, everything I do, everything I teach, the way I work, the way I encourage my clients to work, and the way I help them reformat their business is around the principles of structure and flexibility. Why? Well, because most of the women that I work with, and a few cool men, most of the people that I work with have so many great ideas. In fact, one of their problems is that they have too many great ideas, and they often tend to be chasing several different goals and projects at the same time, making it really difficult to leverage, maximize, and gain full profit from each of them. So I'm a huge fan of creating order from chaos and not raining on anybody's parade, because I never want to talk anyone out of a brilliant idea they have. And I certainly don't like it when anyone tries to talk me out of one of my idea babies. But the reality is, you cannot chase multiple goals at the same time unless you have lots of support and a big team. And most of us don't have that kind of business. Most of the people I work with are solopreneurs, coaches, consultants, independent professionals, creatives, or they're in an agency model. Now, I do work with some small businesses and organizations as well, but most of my people are micro businesses. We really can't chase a bunch of different goals and projects at the same time. No matter how much we may fantasize that that's possible or talk about what great multitaskers we are, I've been this way for a lot of years, and I could tell you, missed opportunity and unfinished business were the name of the game until I finally, eventually, very reluctantly embraced intentional constraint and pursuing one specific goal and purpose at a time. I have been so much more successful since I did that, and my business has been so much more profitable since I did that. So now I help other really creative people with too many ideas do the same thing. I think it comes down to this. Whether we thought we were going to start a business, we always knew we were entrepreneurial. We always knew I'm not working for anyone else. I have to do things my way. Some people I work with have literally never had a boss other than themselves, and I guess that doesn't really count. So that's a very unique kind of situation. And that's what I would call kind of a true entrepreneur, a person who has always known, I can't work for others. I can't conform to the norm. I cannot plug myself into a pre-existing structure and work with that. And if that's you, and you know that's you, I applaud you. Because for me, self-awareness is the first stage of success for anything in life. Whether you're talking about a business, a relationship, changing your health, anything, self-awareness is absolutely key. But most of us have worked for others. Most of us have worked for a lot of others. And many people who start a business, including my clients, have decades of experience in corporate, nonprofit, academic, or even all three of those different venues. And even some people have worked in the government. So by the time we become business owners, by the time we become self-employed, we have a lot of ideas, a lot of beliefs, a lot of habits, a lot of training, and a lot of mental conditioning about the way we think things need to be. Now, this can be a real hindrance once we start our own business. And one of the ways that I help people with the Boss Up Breakthrough is to recognize all the ways that they are running their business that just don't work for them. You know, people hire someone like me because they feel like they're working too hard. They're not making enough money for how hard they're working. They're not loving their business anymore. They feel like they might be burning out, or they're constantly fantasizing about starting another business that's completely different from the one they're in. Some even fantasize about burning a successful business to the ground. And I don't mean arson. I mean, you know, they just don't want to do it anymore. But I have burned things to the ground in my life more than once and started over from scratch more than once, and not just in business. And I'm here to tell you, it might feel like a cleansing. It might feel like you're having a fresh start and a new beginning and nothing could be better than a blank slate, but it actually costs you a lot. It really, really costs you a lot. And when you start over in that way, you are starting from ground zero. You are starting from scratch. So I think most of us, if we've got a business that's out of the starting blocks, we know how to attract customers. We know how to convert leads to sales. We know how to do some form of marketing, and it's working at least on and off. We have feast and famine cycles. We know what it is that we do and how we do it. We might even have a good idea of what makes us different from our competitors. But what we don't have is a streamlined, simplified, dialed-in business that really clearly highlights what makes us special, what makes us unique, and attracts the people who want just that at the right price so that we can be profitable. I like to say that the Boss Up Breakthrough is kind of like a makeover for your business. It helps you identify what's working, what isn't working, streamline, simplify, narrow down, focus, go from general to genius, go from cookie cutter to customized, go from complicated to simplified, and go from trying to do everything for everybody to being the no-brainer choice for the perfect client. Maybe that sounds too good to be true, and God knows I have a way with words, but I'll tell you what, I have been using this system for the last couple of years, both one-on-one and in groups, and I continue to hone and refine it. And as I continue to use the system and get feedback from my clients about how it's working for them, I become increasingly convinced that for highly creative people who have what I call big ideas and busy brains, and that includes people who are gifted, people who have ADHD, people who are gifted and have ADHD, and just simply people who are highly creative and just keep having one good idea after another, these are my people. And a lot of these people go into business for themselves, all kinds of businesses. In fact, many of them have that serial entrepreneur tendency. But here's some tendencies they also have. They have a tendency to have really high expectations of themselves. They have tendencies to maybe lack confidence about their decision-making. They may be overthinkers and second-guessers, which can slow them down because overthinking is very time-consuming. A lot of my clients have a tendency to overcomplicate things because they're perfectionists. And I have my hand raised all the way up. In fact, both hands raised all the way up because this is me too. As a result, they have a tendency to say yes to too many things. Yes to too many creative ideas. Yes to too many client requests. Yes to anything their mind can conceive of and they can imagine doing, they go ahead and do. It's something I call the default yes. And what happens over time is people like us get overextended. We get overextended in our businesses. We get overextended in our lives. And we kind of lose control, if you will, as the business owner. I used to take great pride in being extremely flexible, being extremely agile, being extremely nimble, and being extremely willing to do just about anything that was asked of me. I was really proud of the fact that if someone said, this is what I need, do you think you could do that? I could do that, even if I'd never done it before. Now, it wasn't fake it till you make it. I'm pretty good at doing things for the first time and doing them well, if I'm interested. If I'm not interested, not so much. But if someone says, hey, I really would like this, can we do that? I am absolutely going to give it a shot. And a lot of times it'll work out. A lot of my clients are the same. And how this shows up in their business is when they come to work with me and say, I'm working so much, I'm working so hard, I don't feel like I'm leveraged, I really need to simplify things and streamline them, I want to raise my prices, I want to work with a different kind of customer, all of these things. But they also have the perfectionism going on, the people-pleasing, the procrastination, the rejection sensitivity, the imposter complex, fears about raising their prices, fears about charging too much, fears that if they change anything, it's going to be like a house of cards and the whole thing's going to come crashing down. Almost everyone I've ever met has grown and scaled their business, either by serving more clients or raising their prices or becoming more specialized, more niched, goes through these phases. Everybody. And it's really hard to go through it alone, especially because all of us, and I mean all of us, are dealing with mindset issues around value and worth. We're dealing with discomfort about being visible and standing out. We all worry about being criticized and rejected. And nobody wants to do something that's doomed to fail. Yet, if we don't experiment, we're never going to know what's really going to work. You see, all the rhetoric out there in the internet about marketing, about business, particularly about any kind of online business, the prevailing rhetoric is it's easy, it's fast, it's fun. Basically, anyone can do it. You can make money in your sleep, passive income, yada, 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 yada. So by the time someone hires me, typically, they have purchased any number of courses and maybe even completed a few. They have participated in any number of group coaching programs, often the ones where you're like in the nosebleed seats at some big venue because you were attracted to a big name. Really slick marketing campaign, really great sales pages, countdown timers, urgency, all that. So you're probably attracted to that. Same here. Same. No shame here. Same, no shame. We bought the courses, enrolled in the coaching programs, maybe a few memberships, maybe a mastermind. Many of us have invested many thousands of dollars to create a business. And we have one. We do have a business. We do have an ideal client. We do have a product, program, service that we sell. We do know how to attract clients. We do know how to convert some clients. We do know how to serve those clients. And what we do well enough that we get good social proof. We get good testimonials. We get good referrals. But it all feels so exhausting. And that is unsustainable. I believe if you are at this point, if you resonate with the description I just gave, you're probably well suited for the Boss Up Breakthrough. And the reason why is you can't have a breakthrough if you don't have a business. Now, I do occasionally work with clients who are just starting their business. That's a very selective kind of situation because they have different needs. But if you already have a business and it just feels like it's not nearly as much fun as you thought it was going to be, you're not nearly as visible as you know you need to be, you are not nearly as focused on a specific group of people and serving them in a truly unique way, and most of all, standing out from the others so that people can find you, fall in love with you, and hire you. I mean, it's not your fault that you feel like you just blend in with the crowd. We all do until we realize what's necessary to break through. Why are we all sort of mixed in together, blending in together? Even if we are truly exceptional, truly unique, and the way we do things or the things that we do are genuinely different and distinctive, maybe even disruptive. Well, because most of us have bought cookie cutter advice. Most of us, by buying these courses and big group programs, never had enough individual attention on us, our needs, our wishes, our wants, our preferences, our priorities, our zone of genius, our gifts, our talents. It's really hard to have a very unique business centered around a very unique person or process if you've constructed it off of mass market advice. So, the Boss Up Breakthrough is the solution. I'm going to give you a breakdown of how it works. Whether you work with me one-on-one or whether you enroll when I have one of the groups open. The Boss Up Breakthrough consists of three stages: clarity, commitment, and confidence. Now, I'm sure there are any number of other coaches, consultants, strategists, and whatever else people are calling themselves these days, who use those very same things. Mine used to be clarity, confidence, and courage. Those words don't matter. What matters is there is structure and there is flexibility. So the first phase, clarity, is where the transformation is to go from multiple service offers, multiple programs that you offer, multiple different types of clients that you serve, and you feel like you've got 50 different bosses. The goal is to go from multiple service offers that limit your profitability and contribute to burnout to reducing overhead, reducing unnecessary complexity, and taking you from scattered to simplified. How we do that is to go through three individual phases within the clarity stage. I call them reflect, right size, and refine. In the reflect stage, we talk about your goals. You're scattered, and you are probably not doing enough of the things that will move the business forward because you're focused on so many different things. So in the reflect stage, we get crystal clear on your goals, and we take you from scattered to focus by focusing on results and outcomes. Next phase is right size. Here's where we do some assessments. Now, as I've said, I think most of us are in the position that we're in because we have received mass marketed generalized solutions that don't take who we are into account. So how could we possibly have right-sized offers, a right-sized business model, a right-sized team if we're trying to create all that from cookie cutter advice? So I say the right-sized phase is where we do the assessments to find out what is right size for you, right size offers, right size business model, right size team. And we take you from cookie cutter to customized. Next, we go to refine. Refine is where we audit your business. Now here's where we increase ease and efficiency. And if that just makes your shoulders drop down a little bit and you want to exhale and say, that's what we're going for. In order to create something new, something better, something more you, something more profitable, something that is stand out and sought after, because that's what we're going for with the Boss Up Breakthrough, we got to get rid of the outdated, the unnecessary, and the irrelevant. We have to create some grace and ease in your business that helps take it from complicated to simplified. And that's what we do in the refine stage. This is one of my favorite stages because this is when people really start to recognize that their business can be different and feel different. All right, so that completes the clarity stage. The first three modules are clarity. Now we're moving into commitment. Commitment is when we take full ownership of our uniqueness and the value we offer. How do we do this? By identifying our most profitable offers, products, programs, or services, and how to stand out from our competitors. We go from generalized to prioritized. And we do this through the next three stages, which are identify, implement, and integrate. Now, in identify, you probably have a lot of stuff that's just way too general. And in order for your business to be really stand out and sought after, and for you to be paid as the specialist expert that you are, we got to uncover your brilliance, pure and simple. We have to uncover your brilliance, pull back the covers on your genius, your distinctiveness, your uniqueness. It's either what you do or the way you do it. Your zone of genius. That's where the money is. And frankly, that's not just where the money is. That's where the satisfaction, the fulfillment, the referrals, that's where everything is. What makes you different makes you special. And if you've been following cookie cutter mass marketed advice, you're nowhere near that. It's really, really hard to identify your genius from mass market advice. So in the identify phase, we start doing experiments that enhance your visibility and profit potential. Now, I know you have so many creative ideas and you want to do them all. It's really hard to follow through. That's why you have me. You provide the ideas. I provide the guidance, support, and accountability. And by the way, in my not so humble opinion, I am really, really good at picking winners. I could have played the ponies, legit. I could have been on Shark Tank. You could tell me I have all these different programs, all these different products, all these different offers, all these different businesses. I will tell you which one's the winner and exactly how to make it really win. That's super fun for me. So that is our identify phase. That's experiment. Now we're going to implement because we've done some experiments. We're making some changes. But now to really get traction, to really move the needle, to really take full ownership of your uniqueness and your value and your most profitable programs, products, and offers that help you stand out, we have to move from understanding to proof of concept. Proof of concept is making those changes that you've been thinking about making, wanting to make, fantasizing about making, or frankly, just procrastinating and not thinking about it at all. But now we're making them. Now we are practicing intentional constraint. We are resisting distractions. We are resisting boredom. We are making consistent effort over time. And we're dealing with all the mindset and boundary issues that are cropping up at this stage and threaten to drag you back to the dark ages. Well, basically where you were when we first started working together. I'm being dramatic, but I'm on it because I go through this with every single one of my clients and every single group of clients, and I go through this myself. Even creating the Boss Up Breakthrough system and sharing it with people felt risky. So as you move forward in business, you are continuously facing the same mindset and boundaries challenges. They don't go away ever, but I happen to be really good at dealing with them. So now we are implementing and we are executing and we are practicing intentional constraint to keep doing those things. Now you're getting evidence. Now you're getting feedback. Now the market and your customers are telling you what they think of the changes that you're making. This can feel really scary to do without the support of a coach or consultant or strategist, because nobody wants to have pushback. Nobody wants to be rejected. Nobody wants to be challenged. I know on a previous podcast, I mentioned that when I was in my psychotherapy practice and I realized I was charging way too little, the first time I raised my psychotherapy fees, I raised them $5. $5. I mean, the parking in my building was more than $5, right? And I was terrified. I was literally having nightmares that all of my clients would leave. But before leaving, they would tell me I was a selfish, greedy bitch. Everybody goes through this, my friend. Everybody. That's why it's really important to choose the right person to be by your side as you go through it. Just saying. So we're coming to the end of the second phase of the Boss Up Breakthrough. And the third phase of the second part is integrate. Here's where we go from overextended to prioritized, dialed in. Because in order to succeed, we have to focus on our priorities and not on other people's in order to transform our business to be more of a revenue generator, have more profit potential, allow us to serve more of the people we are uniquely qualified to serve, allow us to elevate our profile and be more visible and attract more of those people, allow us to raise our rates, allow us to hire more team members, allow us to pay our team better, allow us to fulfill all of the potential that actually exists in our business. We got to have better boundaries and we got to communicate things better with people. This is one of the areas of the Boss Up Breakthrough where I feel my gifts are most evident. I mean, you learn a thing or two being a psychotherapist for 20 years, trust me. And some of the things you learn and we deal with in this stage are our limiting beliefs, our worries about being too expensive or excluding people or changing things up, our struggles with guilt and fear that we're going to lose everything because we're doing what's best for us. And even that little voice in the back of your head probably sounds like your mother if you happen to have had a shitty mother like I did, that says, who do you think you are? Every time you put something out in your marketing that makes you stand out a little bit more than you're used to. In order for your business to have the Boss Up Breakthrough that will really make it something that you're proud of and that isn't just draining every ounce of energy from you and every moment from your week, you have to face the fears of standing out, the fears of asking for more, the fears of what it means about you to walk away from an offer that doesn't meet your criteria. These are boss up moves. And in the commitment phase, the second of the three phases, this is where these things are coming up. And I am so ready for it. So that you can just follow my lead and we do the work together. So now we're coming to the third and final phase of the Boss Up Breakthrough, which is confidence. You know, you have to have some confidence to start your own business. Even if you are one of my accidental entrepreneurs, encore entrepreneurs, or anybody who just ended up starting a business because they couldn't get a job or because the circumstances of their life made it impossible for them to work for others. You got to have some kind of confidence. But that's not the kind of confidence I'm talking about. I'm talking about the confidence that you need to stand out and be sought after and to do all the things that you need to do to be standing out and sought after in a consistent, sustainable way. We're talking about going from being inconspicuous to rather conspicuous. On your terms, of course. I mean, you don't have to wear a clown nose or dye your hair pink, but you do need to be willing to position yourself as the expert or specialist you are and create demand for your unique way of doing things. So the confidence phase of the Boss Up Breakthrough is all about that. And like the other two phases before it, it consists of three parts. I just love threes. Attract, assess, and advance. So in order to stand out and be paid as the expert or specialist you are, you have to be able to lean into your uniqueness and be willing to share your brilliance. This is how you become sought after, and this is how you stand out. So we're going to be taking all the actions that make that happen, and at the same time, we're going to be dealing with the mindset challenges like imposter complex, rejection sensitivity, fears about being vulnerable and authentic, past conditioning that all of us have received that we should shrink and conform, even ambition shaming. That's something I've experienced a lot. Maybe you have too. So we are dealing with your perfectionism, your people-pleasing, your permission-seeking tendencies, your tendencies to overcomplicate things, your tendencies to want to run after the next new thing, you know, the whole shiny object thing. In this third and final phase of the Boss Up Breakthrough, we're getting serious about you being the special, unique, brilliant, genius human being that you are, and letting the people who want what you have to offer know about it in a clear, compelling, and consistent way. We are going to be revising or creating new brand assets like your sales page, service proposals, client emails, promo campaigns. I have a really, really keen eye for copy, and I enjoy helping my clients revise their communications with the world. I'm not a copywriter per se, but I have a really good eye for how to make strategic changes to really make you stand out. And if you need more than that, I have some copywriters that I recommend very highly that can be a part of the Boss Up Breakthrough system. Most of the time, we don't need them though. The attract phase is where we are taking your marketing and sales assets from inconspicuous to distinctive. In the assess phase, we are defining and refining your just right clients and creating a more distinctive presence, revising your brand assets, your emails, your promo campaigns, and so forth. And then in the final phase, which is sort of preparing you to fly solo or to enroll in a longer-term program with me, we are creating the sustainable practices in your business that simplify, streamline, and make the systems and structures you have in place work for you. And I'm talking about systems for onboarding, record keeping, communication, sales, customer service, referrals, networking, managing team members. You don't have to adopt my systems. That's not the point. In fact, the whole point of the Boss Up Breakthrough is to get you out of the mindset of the mass marketed cookie cutter advice that you've been force fed and paid very dearly for that privilege in your business. So I have lots and lots of recommendations, lots and lots of options. But this whole process of the Boss Up Breakthrough is figuring out what works for you, not what works for me. In fact, when a new client says, just tell me all the systems you use and I'll use them. You have a podcast, I'm going to have a podcast. You use Trello, I'll use Trello. Which hosting platform do you use for your podcast? Which hosting platform do you use for your website? I just want to use those. No, you don't. If you are a business owner, do you really want to give up that much control to anyone? Even if you think I'm the bee's knees, even if you think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, even if you think I am the perfect coach, consultant, mentor, strategist, wizard, genie, genius for you, don't expect me to tell you, do this, do that. The way I work is to show people options, help them understand what works best for them, and provide some guidance so that they can make better choices that suit them, that serve them, and that are sustainable for them. You don't need to be me. You absolutely don't need to be me. You don't need to do any of the things that I do in the way that I do them. I've helped people have businesses doing things that I know nothing about in niches that I am nowhere near. I am not their ideal customer. I don't really even understand fully what they do. I'm not in their industry, and I don't need to be. I mean, it's super fun when I work with people who do things that are more similar to me, but I'm talking about looking at your business from the outside in. And it's really hard to read the label from inside the jar. It is really hard to recognize your own blind spots, your own biases, and where you are attached to things that are not only not moving the needle, they are slowing you down and holding you back. There's a reason why one of my favorite clients called me the speaker of uncomfortable truths. Because most of the advice that I hear in the business space, and specifically female business coaches who work with other females, it's all very, hey, babe, hey, girl, hey, boss, babe, you got this. You know, I believe in giving people genuine praise, and I am very generous with praise. In fact, some of the people I work with are really squirrely and don't like being complimented, and I force them to listen to my compliments. But I'm not going to blow smoke up your skirt. I'm not going to flatter you. And I'm not going to tell you, you know, these platitudes just to pump you up. I've been in those rooms. I've been in those masterminds. I've been in those big group coaching experiences where everybody gets all pumped up. I mean, it's kind of cult-like, to be quite frank. Everybody's super pumped up. We got this. What's the first thing they all do when they all scatter like cucarachas from the room after it's over? They're all trying to find somebody to be a what? Come on. They're all looking for someone to be an accountability partner. Yeah, baby. You know why? Because just pumping somebody up and telling them you've got this, you can do this, after you've just given them a bunch of mass marketed advice, of course they want an accountability partner. Because they know that all of the flattery and all of the false promises are going to deflate. And then they're going to be sitting in front of their computer going, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. We all have those moments. So I got a little pissed. I got very pissed. Not like rage pissed, but I was pissed. Okay, legit. I was pissed that I had spent so much money, so much time, so much energy, after already having had a successful career as a psychotherapist. And I couldn't figure out how to make this business thing work. It wasn't my fault. It's not your fault. If you are ready to take your business from scattered to simplified, and you want a business that stands out, is sought after, attracts the right people, allows you to serve them from your unique genius, and is both profitable and sustainable, maybe the Boss Up Breakthrough is right for you. I'm going to include links in the show notes so that you can sign up for a consultation if you want to work with me one-on-one. And if I happen to have a group available, you can sign up for that. If I don't currently have a group available and you know a group is what you want, you can get on the waiting list and be informed when the next one's available. I hope this has been helpful to listen to how I think, how I work, and what I think most of us need after we have built a business on mass marketed advice, but it just isn't working for us, even though we're working our asses off. Thank you for staying with me all the way to the end. Let's get in touch if you're ready to break through. And I'll be back next week with another very special guest. Bye for now.